Some ripping news on the renewable energy powerhouse as it moves forward and continues to create the jobs and opportunities as it's always promised to do.
That's right, mate. So there's a new battery manufacturing plant being built in Queensland. Construction has commenced on building Australia's first large-scale iron flow battery manufacturing plant, and that's going in central Queensland. Developers are touting it as having the potential to deliver 20% of Australia's renewable energy storage needs.
And it costs a few dollars too, doesn't it?
That's right. So the company Energy Storage Industries has begun building the $70 million facility in Maryborough, where it's going to produce their long-life batteries, which are best suited towards grid-scale size projects. Now, these batteries are intended for large-scale energy storage for connection to the grid. While they can be used to store energy from a multitude of sources, they will be really useful in storing renewable energy for solar and wind, and to give those energy sources the ability to supply networks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And would I be right in saying that storage is, I guess, the missing part of the renewable energy picture?
That's correct, mate. Sometimes the sun goes down of a night and sometimes the wind's not blowing, so if we can store that energy and use it later, it's always going to be a good idea. Now, this is only the beginning as well, Lee, as they have plans for a second facility in either Townsville or Gladstone. So, that's a good thing.
It sure is. Tell us a little bit more about the plan.
So the plan is once they're fully up and running, they'll have around 500 highly skilled employees, and local requirements aside, there are plans also to export the product into the Asia-Pacific region.
Gee, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. If we can get our transition to renewable energy correct here, there's no reason not to be exporting it to the rest of the world, who are also keen to move away from fossil fuels.
Let's quickly talk about the iron flow batteries. What are they and what's so special about them?
Okay, Lee, so they're a low-cost battery, and like most flow batteries, they're based around an electrochemical reaction where negative and positive electrolyte is passed within close proximity of a membrane. And this close proximity means ions are exchanged across the membrane and this creates electron flow, which is just a fancy name for DC energy. They're completely non-flammable, non-toxic, 100% recyclable and have a 25-year lifespan before the system requires basically rebuilding and regeneration, which means these batteries are better than lithium in regards to price, lifespan and environmental outcomes. These batteries are designed to have a 20,000 cycle life with no degradation. So what that means, Lee, is at cycle one, they'll have 100% of their capacity, and cycle 20,000, they'll still have 100%. Whereas, say, we're talking about lithium, they have around 10,000 cycles, and typically they would only have 60 to 70% of their original capacity left by that stage of life. So, sorry, Elon fans, lithium is not going to be the answer. And while personally I prefer pumped hydro for large-scale energy storage, the iron flow product is most exciting and ticks nearly all my boxes.
Right. What about the downside?
So, the main downside is, as far as battery goes, they're big, very big and bulky. So you'll never see these hanging off the side of the family home, but that's not their intended purpose. This technology is for big ticket projects that support renewable energy and grids and networks in general.
Yeah, so Adrian, good times indeed as renewable energy continues to kick goals.
That's right, mate. We're slowly displacing the fossil fuel barons despite their best efforts, and hopefully we'll see similar manufacturing facilities built in Tasmania, as guess what? We have most of the raw materials right here on the island to make these iron flow batteries.
I was about to say, we've got most of those facilities here in this state of ours. You got some news a little bit closer to home.
Yeah, so we all know our power prices have just gone up, but also something to consider is the global inflationary pressures are still building, and they're also forcing up the prices for our solar power systems, also solar and heat pump hot water systems, and basically every single thing that we sell is on the relentless march upwards.
So if you've been thinking about getting into solar system or energy-saving hot water system, I guess now is the time to do something about it.
That's right, mate. So the rebates are set to reduce again at the end of the year, and they always do that. And with the product materials on the rise, this means any delays in taking the plunge into renewable energy or energy-efficient products are going to cost more and definitely not less in the immediate future. So at DMS Energy, we sell our Q-Cell solar panels, known as one of the most mature, innovative manufacturers of solar modules, and all their R&D is done in Germany. We have our SolarEdge inverters, which have been our inverter of choice for over 12 years now, and we also have the new SolarEdge Energy Bank batteries. Also new on the block for us, we have our Q-Cells Q-Home battery, which we can use for new and existing solar systems as well.
Fair bit there, and also the Neo Solar Hot Systems, how have they been going?
Yeah, so the Neo Power solar hot water systems are still walking out the door, and they've been our staple solar hot water system for over 12 years as well, Lee. We also have the iStore 270 and 180 litre heat pump hot water system. That's proved to be very popular, but we've got some good news on that front, as is a new 360 litre option coming soon. For heating, cooling, we're looking at our LG and Actron ducted systems for efficiently keeping you warm in winter, and I suppose on the flip side, keeping you cool in summer. But we've got all the gear there to help take control of your energy costs. So avoid the bill shock, make your household more resilient to weather and unknown future.
And also, Adrian, don't forget that you are the electrical contractors. If you need that switchboard replaced, new power points, shed wired, or even electrical work, pop into DMS Energy.
That's right, mate. Now, any electrical work at all, let DMS Energy be your electrician. Pop into our showroom, pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or just as simple as a phone call. So you can give us a call on 1300 502 599. And if you've got any questions you'd like answered here on Power Savers, have a look for DMS Energy on Facebook and just drop us a line, and we're happy to answer any questions on here.
We'll catch you again next Monday morning, till after 8:30.
Thank you.